The new shelter-in-place orders allow for certain lower-risk outdoor activities to resume. Outdoor businesses like flea markets and car washes can reopen. Construction projects are allowed with new safety measures. Outside activities like golf are now permitted, but activities with shared equipment like tennis are not. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says she is excited that construction is able to resume in the city.
It not only means opportunities for the people who are working in this industry to go back to work, and again, there are guidelines that have been put in place to keep workers safe. It provides the opportunity to continue what we know is important construction work around housing. Housing production is something that is necessary because when you think about it, even though we're in the midst of a public health crisis, we were already experiencing a huge homeless challenge.
Breed says along with Board of Supervisors President Norman Yee, they've introduced legislation to move forward with a housing project for 1,100 homes in the Balboa Reservoir, half of which she says will be affordable. She also criticized the Board of Supervisors for voting to delay the Mission Rock project, a 5-acre development with affordable and market-rate homes at the Mission Bay China Basin waterfront. Breed says these housing and development projects are important for the city to recover economically. But even though the new shelter-in-place orders are set to expire at the end of May, Public Health Officer for Santa Clara County, Sarah Cody, says she can't give a timeline for when restrictions will be lifted.
I wish I could give you a set timeline and tell you when this was going to end. My family asks me, my friends ask me. We don't have a date. We don't have a date when we can all go, back to our normal lives. What I can tell you is given the fact that we don't have a vaccine is a very long way off, and given the fact that we know that our population by and large is at risk, we are going to need to have protections in place for a very, very long time.
Cody says Bay Area public officers have developed 5 indicators they will be monitoring in the region to determine if they can further loosen restrictions. Those include a flat or decreasing number of cases and hospitalizations, and whether there is sufficient PPE supplies, contact tracing, and testing capacities. San Francisco Deputy Health Officer Dr. Susan Phillip says the city has recently expanded its testing capacity and expanded the criteria of people who can get tested.
We have expanded testing from when we first began testing in our public health laboratory on March 2nd, and will continue to increase testing in San Francisco. To date, we've collected close to 18,000 test results and expanded testing criteria as supplies permit. Today, we are able to test anyone with any symptom compatible with COVID-19, as well as people without symptoms we find through contact tracing and investigations.
But San Francisco Supervisor Matt Haney is calling on the Public Health Department to implement an even more robust testing plan. He says although the city has expanded their efforts, it is currently testing at only 1/10 of its capacity. And he complains the city doesn't have testing sites in certain vulnerable neighborhoods like the Tenderloin. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.